but obviously it makes it very clear that different aspects of the seven Vedangas are useful in the mind in different, you know, conditioned towards different things. Would you say the same holds true, or partially true, for like Anapanasati and Satipatthanas? Like, are there different ways that one can apply the instruction, or only apply some instructions, depending on how the mind is conditioned?
Take a long pause, any?
I'm not quite sure, actually, how to
Yeah, absolutely. There's of course you've got 16 steps. You can make choices at different times in terms of what is what's useful, what's fruitful, what's helpful. There's always that necessity to be attending to what is it that increases wholesome dhammas and decreases unwholesome dhammas, so that you know, have to be attentive to that and see what's actually helping or working.